This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. 2015 was very, very good to the American dollar, up 11% against the euro, 4% on the British pound. Great news for Americans headed overseas. Their dollars buy more. Too bad, so sad for foreign visitors coming here, though. Their currencies obviously buy less. It's also bad for the U.S. tourism industry, where jobs and big money are on the line. Marketplace's Mark Garrison reports now from New York on how tourism is fighting back.
Have your tickets out, please.
Longtime New York tour guide Larry Love is on a double-decker tour bus taking tickets for his next run through Times Square in downtown. Asked what his favorite part of the job is, he goes straight for the sale. No shame.
When the people give me a lot of money in this bag right here, this is what I like the most.
He shakes the tip bag that sits just inside the door of his bus run by Grey Line City Sightseeing New York. The sack is unmissable.
When they walk in, they see it, and when they come down the stairs, they see it.
Once everyone's on board, he's off and running.
Coming up on the left.
Love has a mic, but he's loud enough to be heard, even over the traffic and the squeaky chairs on the bus. His tour is a salty mix of history, insider tips, and loads of wisecracks.
Make sure if you're going to get the hot dogs from the guys in the street, make sure they're wearing the rubber gloves. You'll notice the rag that he wipes his workstation with. Looks like it hasn't been washed in about 15 years. So make sure they're wearing the rubber gloves on their hands and they prepare the hot dogs for you.
He plays up the attitude and the tourists eat it up. Nearly all of them leave a few dollars in the bag as they hop off. The tour company says the unusually warm fall was great for business, but lately, Love noticed the mix of passengers change a bit, with fewer riders from Europe and Asia. That's a worry because international visitors are bigger spenders than American travelers. A strong dollar can sway global travel decisions at two key points: where to go and how much to spend when you get there.
So we're here in Midtown Manhattan.
On another day, I take a walk with someone who spends every day working on how to make sure those answers are New York and lots. Fred Dixon is CEO of NYC & Company, the city's official tourism marketer. Last year, visitors spent $41 billion here. He says they help hotel, restaurant, and attraction businesses, but also the employees who work there.
They're going to be taking their tips and their wages home to the local community where they're going to buy groceries, they're going to get their hair cut, supporting jobs outside of tourism, and actually building families' prosperity across all five boroughs of New York City.
Of 56.5 million visitors to New York last year, about one in five came from abroad, but they accounted for about half of direct spending. So travel pros watch exchange rates closely.
It's very important. We can actually track visitation almost proportionate to the strength of the dollar.
A strong dollar whacks the tour industry in two phases. First, people who are already here tighten up.
We're constantly trying to work out how much it is in pounds.
Grant Mason is from Newcastle, England, here with family. Today, the price of four Broadway tickets is nearly £70 higher than at exchange rates during their previous visit. That's equivalent to just over $100.
We certainly haven't spent as much this time around as we did the last time we were in New York. We bought jeans and aftershave and perfume, and this time around we've bought very little. A couple of candles and a few toys for the kids, but other than that, not a great deal.
But at least he's here. That gets us to the second phase of the strong dollar's impact. Global travelers tend to book far ahead. The worry is some who are on the fence about America may now choose a place with a more favorable exchange rate. And as for getting more U.S. travelers, it's a new challenge because Europe is now cheaper and more attractive to them. Dixon and his team have to convince them to choose New York over London or Rome. Key weapons are new cultural attractions and fashion.
I mean, New York as a shopping trip, New York as your once-a-year check-in, got to get my new wardrobe for the spring season, is a message that resonates really strongly, particularly in the South and in the Southwest. So arts and culture and retail will be two areas that we will focus on, particularly with the American market.
It all comes down to making sure enough people visit to keep the dollars flowing to shops, museums, hotels, and into the brown paper bag where Larry Love collects his tips. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.